Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's just starting. Okay.
Do I need to be on my phone?
No, you do not. And you don't even need this right now. But it'll be here when you need it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're going to get ready to talk about something really fun and wanted to have you join us if you'd like to. Call us at 516-418-5651. Love to have you join the conversation. Or you can always join us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. It's 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty darn good.
We're trying something new in the studio today, folks. We'll see how it works. Guess what I got? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've got to do a warning. Warning. No, that works. That's better than the button I was supposed to push and forgot. The show comes with side effects. What are those side effects, Gene? Pop quiz.
It may include jocularity and knowledge as well.
He did good. He did good on that pop quiz. You get an A plus, buddy. This show also comes. You're going to make him choke on his coffee. You can move any of that stuff out of the way, but don't. Well, the show comes with a word of the day. Do you know what today's word of the day is?
No, I don't. Well, but I mean, if a lot of times it's a springboard for discussion. So if you'll tell me the word of the day.
Today's word is continental. What do you think of when you think of the word continental?
Continental, the car.
That was a Lincoln Continental. Yeah.
Continental.
Big old.
It was it was the one. If you were a Ford person, you drove a Lincoln. If you were a GM person, you drove the Cadillac.
So now, which was better, the Lincoln Continental or the Lincoln Town Car? Or was it a Continental Town Car?
I don't know. I think the Continental, I think the difference might have been a two-door or four-door, perhaps. I don't know.
I'll tell you a little story about a Continental. I had one once. It was a weird situation. My ex-husband had done some work for somebody, and in payment, he got a car instead of money. My dad used to do that a lot to my mom. But I had always driven a standard, a manual, up until that point. That was my first automatic. And so this was a big car, you know. And, you know, when you drive a standard shift, you have to use the clutch. And you prepare in advance to stop or to slow down or to change gears. It's not automatic, pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm driving down this country road, paved road, but I'm driving down this road doing like I normally do, pretty fast. And I get ready. I'm going to turn into someone's driveway. And I knew where it was. So I was preparing like I would have with a standard. And I hit the brakes on this Continental and thinking I'm hitting the clutch. And this car goes, bam, stops suddenly, like, very, very quickly with a lot of squealing. I left rubber on the road. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's automatic. I don't have to do that. But that is not the Continental I'm talking about.
Okay, so then maybe the continent of the landmass?
Maybe. Let me just give you the definition of continental.
Okay.
Forming or belonging to a continent. Coming from or characteristic of mainland Europe. Or relating to the 13 original colonies of the U.S. during the time of the American Revolution. All of that is continental. However, I'm talking about continental breakfast.
Okay.
Because you go to a hotel and they'll say, continental breakfast served. And that actually originated in England, in Britain, in the mid-19th century. And the phrase continent refers to the countries occupying the mainland of Europe. Therefore, a continental breakfast denotes the type of breakfast you'd be served in places like France, Italy, England. A continental breakfast is a light morning meal, typically consisting of pastries and baked goods, fruits, toast, and coffee. And my breakfast today, I haven't even opened it yet, but it's a bag of dried cranberries with nuts mixed in. And somewhere over here, a bucket of brownies.
Right.
Continental. And the reason that we're talking about continental breakfast is because Barb Marino, our wonderful, lovely researcher, did some research into breakfasts from around the world.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So let's see. What did she tell? If she found, and I got some great pictures online about this. If you want to see some of the different foods in the Philippines. Now this is one you'd love. They eat rice, mango, little sausages, eggs, beans, and meat. Now, I don't understand how little sausages and meat are different. Do you?
I don't know. I used to shop at a little store that advertised poultry, pork, and meat. And I never really...
That's kind of scary.
That was, you know, because some of the pieces of meat really didn't look like anything I'd seen before, so I just kind of went for their produce.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of weird. Now, in the United Kingdom, guess what they eat?
I know they eat, for breakfast, I know they eat blood sausages, black pudding, which I think is blood sausages,
okay, yeah.
And
have you ever had blood pudding?
I have. You know, I watched a documentary on them making it one time, and I decided at that point I really was not going to be open-minded to going for it.
My uncle was an old-fashioned farmer. I mean, he's been dead many years, and he was a farmer from the old days. He butchered all of his meat, and because my father had 8 children, we always came to help, and that way we got to take some of the meat home. That was our payment for helping him slaughter and butcher his meat. That's not a good conversation for vegans. I apologize. But it is pertinent because this is what people did hundreds of years ago. This is how they fed their families. They did take care of. Anyway, my uncle once said that blood pudding had he called it liver pudding. He didn't like the word blood. But it had everything but the squeal in it.
I believe that.
Because you couldn't catch the squeal.
It's too fast, yeah. Or it'd be in there too. Wow.
They in England, they also use a cereal mix with... Okay, wait a minute. Let me go back. Black pudding is a blood sausage made from pork blood and cereal mixed together with onions and other spices. Now, I know that what my uncle did, he used the liver or the organs of the meat of the pigs and put in there.
Well, it definitely gives it a distinct taste. I remember eating something one time. I went to visit my second wife's parents in North Carolina, and they served for breakfast something called liver mush.
That's the same thing,
and
basically, yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Very aromatic, I guess.
Very, yeah.
What is that stuff they do in Scotland?
Haggis.
Haggis. Which is, I think, a similar kind of pudding, but made from sheep, I believe, rather than pork. Both be very pungent in smell. Like chitlins. Chitlins are pungent, too. You know what chitlins are, right?
Well, I suppose so. Very pungent.
Chitlins are the hog's intestines. The lining of the intestines. They have to sling chitlins. You ever hear anybody say they're slinging chitlins? You know what? They're slinging out of that chitlin, right?
No. But,
okay, wait. Use your imagination, Gene.
I'm trying hard not to.
It's the intestine of the animal,
yeah,
that has been emptied, hosed out, washed out, really, really clean. But I don't know if you can ever get it clean enough for me. And then it is fried. And people, back in, 100, 200 years ago, before we learned better, people ate everything from an animal that they could possibly eat because their very survival relied on it. You know, if you're picky of, you know, if you only want the bacon or you only want the pork chop, a lot of the animal goes to waste, and they don't want to waste. That's why they made pudding from blood. They would drain the pig's blood and mix it with cereal and eat it.
It's got all the nutrition that a person needs, you know.
However, I think I will stick to my brownies and nuts.
Saying, you know, I don't do a lot of blood sausages for breakfast. I like to have cheese and just fruit.
Well, they also do tea, biscuits, butter, jam, eggs, and cream.
Yeah.
In Italy, they eat croissants, pastries, jam, and butter. Now, Japan, for breakfast, they're going to have tofu soaked in soy sauce with fish and rice.
Oh.
Alaska has reindeer meat with an egg nestled on a pancake. And in other places of the United States, they have thick pancakes with syrup and blueberries topped with bacon. And I know I will just eat the blueberries myself. I would rather not have all the grain and the sugar and the syrup and the bacon.
Well, you know, I like to make I like pancakes, but I like to use whole wheat flour.
Yeah.
It makes a totally different pancake.
And see, I don't do flour at all because I have to do the grain. I can't do the grains. They don't like me back. In India, they have tofu scramble, which I guess is like eggs, scrambled eggs, with lentils, veggie sausage, banana pepper toast with rosemary and roasted potatoes. Now, that sounds good.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
No. They eat cooked beans and rice in Ghana.
Yum.
Thailand, they have minty spicy fish. Not just minty fish or spicy fish, but minty spicy fish with sweet and spicy pork served with rice. It's interesting when you look at the different countries that have meat for their staple and then the ones that tend to go with more. Now we had one for United Kingdom. Here's one that's just England, which is interesting. It's basically the same thing that we had for the United Kingdom. Beans, sausages, bacon, eggs, mushrooms, hash browns, toast, black tea, black pudding is optional pork. Then it goes on into that. But
it's interesting though, that the difference when I'm looking at in United Kingdom, they do a blood sausage. In England, they describe it as a patty.
Yeah, different countries in the United Kingdom have different, and you know, we mentioned Scotland, it's part of the United Kingdom. Now, in Turkey, they eat a few varieties of cheese, butter, olives, eggs, cucumbers, jam, honey, and spicy meat. Everybody likes their spicy meat for breakfast.
Yeah.
In Mexico, they're going to eat beef tips, chilies, nachos, cheese, and beans.
Yeah.
In Germany, they're going to have sausage, eggs, cheese, fresh baked bread, and strong coffee. They're not going to have the weak coffee. Now, I want you to tell the story about how your mom did you when she found out you were drinking coffee with your grandpa.
Oh, when I was a little kid, I went to stay with my grandpa. And whenever I was there, he'd always let me put cream and sugar in his coffee. And so when I got a little older, he let me have my own. And I filled it up with cream and sugar one time. I got home and I was doing it at the table in front of my mom, and she didn't like it. So she told me, if you're going to drink coffee, you can, but you got to drink it like a man, drink it black. And so I did. And just, you know, I grew in the flavor. I love the flavor of black coffee.
So did your mom drink coffee like a man?
No,
she was just trying to
drink coffee at all?
No, she was trying to reverse psychology me, I think.
Yeah,
I think it was a hard time.
Okay, well, I heard about your cigarette in the Navy, so I know the reverse psychology is not going to work on you. You're one of those tough monkeys. You don't
do well with confrontation.
More than one.
And
I got to listen to see if I'm actually recording here, because I don't know if I am or not. Am I talking?
I'm talking.
That's me. All right. I'm like I said, folks, we're doing this a little different today, and I'm trying to do something, and I don't know.
Experimenting.
Yeah, we're experimenting, and it's always exciting.
it's either going to be something we tried or it's going to be something that's going to work really good next time.
And if we remember, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
In France, they have croissants with crusted almond butter, chocolate or cream. Now, I've had chocolate croissants, and they are yummy.
Yum. Yes, I do like croissants. Now, I'll tell you, though, that the thing about them is that they're – I shy away from them when I'm trying to watch my figure because they tend to be a little bit more fattening to me.
Well, they're full of butter. Oh, they're so full of butter, and they're so bad for you. So we, you know, the butter is, well, butter is made from dairy, and I don't do dairy. It's not, it ain't good for me. I'm going to say at this point, it is time for me to hit this little button right here.
Oh, it is.
And say ta-ta, everybody.
All right, ta-ta, everybody.
We're happy you chose to take a break with us today on Take a Break with Jean and Mary. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all our shows. That's BUNEKE.org.